I'm Jeremy Shea with KTOO. The Juneau Assembly has given its first round of approval for budgets to keep a proactive medical service going for another year and to subsidize childcare businesses. Capital City Fire Rescue runs the medical service called CARES. It's short for Community Assistance Response and Emergency Services. It started 2 years ago when CCFR took over a sleep-off service for intoxicated people that Bartlett Regional Hospital had run. In response to the COVID-19 last year, they started providing more general care and follow-up care in the field to reduce emergency room visits for non-emergency issues. CCFR Chief Rich Etheridge told the Assembly it's one of the most exciting programs he's seen after almost 30 years in fire service.
This is the first opportunity where we're able to get proactive and head off problems for not just our agency, but other agencies and community members, and get people the best level of care and find out the root cause of why they're needing these emergency services.
This type of service is sometimes called a community health program or community paramedicine. Etheridge says these teams often help manage psychiatric issues in the field. For example, he says one paramedic actively seeks out a particular person to administer medication to,
so that they aren't having to fight with the police department when the 911 calls come in and we don't have to transport them. And then they have to spend time at the hospital.
In general, Etheridge says of the team members,
they're really good at de-escalating very agitated people that we meet on the streets and wake up. Overall, they're kind of that stopgap that fills in the holes in the EMS and the mental health systems here in town.
Assemblymember Maria Gladyszewski says the approach is great and fits in with the bigger conversations around policing. Etheridge says they have also helped families with end-of-life care before they can get hospice care. That's meant helping manage pain or teaching families how to clear their loved ones' airways. Assembly Finance Committee approved about $500,000 for the program to be paid with general fund dollars and alcohol taxes. The committee also approved $625,000 for child care programs. Some of that is for training programs for child care workers. Most of it is for subsidies to child care providers, intended to make the economics of running a child care business in Juneau more feasible. Joy Lyon is the executive director of Southeast Alaska Association for the Education of Young Children. She shared some highlights that the funding made possible over the last year.
We only lost one childcare who never reopened this past year. But other than that, they all opened, and actually three new childcare programs opened during the pandemic. So I think that is pretty remarkable.
Assembly's decisions on these programs are not final. The Assembly plans to hold a public hearing and adopt the city's overall spending plan and property tax rates for the upcoming fiscal year. The Assembly plans to hold a public hearing and adopt the city's overall spending plan and property tax rates for the upcoming fiscal year at its regular meeting on June 14th. In Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea.